Good morning. This is the professor, Dr. Ron Daniels, president of the Institute of the Black World 21st Century, and distinguished lecturer at York College, City University of New York, welcoming you to this February 5th Pledge Drive edition of Vantage Point here on 99.5 FM on the Pacifica Network in collaboration with ycradio.org. That is the York College radio station where I do be a professor and have to be there this evening to teach my classes, but the audience is tuning in at York College. Well, as Michael G. Hasking, our chief announcer, was saying, this is the first day of our pledge drive. A Vantage Point is obviously a part of that. One of the things that I discussed with our program manager for today is the notion that we ought to have some resistance to, and there is resistance to, the vile mouth comments coming from the orange man who is the resident in the White House these days. And so the thought was that we could dedicate this show really to Haiti, Haiti's resistance, since Haiti has been identified as one of those S-hole countries, that this show might be identified in that way. And we decided that there was no better way to do that than to focus on one of Haiti's finest sons, one of its greatest artists, Mano Charlemagne. And so today's show is dedicated to the life, legacy, and memory of Mano Charlemagne. Now, we have a premium package which has been assembled for you today, and I'll talk about that in more detail. We're going to play a lot of Mano's music this morning, and I'll talk later about my own experiences with Mano. Really had some great experiences with him, actually. But we have a two-part premium. A book which is entitled "We Have Dared to Be Free: Haiti's Struggle Against Occupation," and that book is by Dottie Cherie, and it's an excellent book. But also a DVD which has a lot of Mano's music in it, which is called "Killing the Dream," and we're combining these two so that we'll have a premium today for $100. For $100, you'll be able to get this package in terms of a tribute to Haiti and a tribute to Mano Charlemagne, but really coming to understand more about Haiti's history, its culture, and its really history of resistance, resiliency, and triumph. So that'll be our package for today. We'll talk about that a little bit later when we listen to the music of Mano Charlemagne during the course of the day. Now, I'm setting a goal of at least 10 people today who will become WBAI buddies. A WBAI buddy is simply somebody who agrees to the minimum, at least, of $10 a month. $10 a month to become a sustaining contributor to WBAI. And if you call the number that we've been putting out, 516-620-3602, you can become a WBAI buddy connected to your bank account or to your credit card. And it's painless. I'm a WBAI buddy, and I'm delighted to be so. And I also start off each of these pledge drives by making a contribution today. So if the premium is $100, I'm giving $100 today to get it started. But we want to really get now into our discussion, particularly in terms of the tribute that we have to Mano Charlemagne. We have two exceptional guests immediately coming up. Will be none other than Edwige Dantecant. And then at the top of the next hour will be Alex Pascal, and we'll discuss and talk about him more later. But first of all, we are so delighted to have on our line today one of the great artists, novelists, writers, but she's also an activist, actually, too, in her heart of hearts, and that is none other than Edwige Dantecant. Edwige, welcome to Vantage Point.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It is so good to hear your voice, and I'm so glad I took when I sent you the email, I said, I'm going to send up a prayer. I hadn't talked to you in a long time. I said, I wonder could I get Edwige Dantecant to come and share with us about Mano and a number of other things. And we have such, and I'm talking about the activist part because I was just reflecting on, you know, people see you writing and all the novel and all that. But I remember you when we were going shoulder to shoulder out in Laurelton, Queens, marching against the Haitian paramilitary leader that we were protesting against and trying
to. Oh, yes. Yeah,
Toto Constant to get him out. So people don't know that you're a fighter in there too. You in terms of the work that you do. So quickly, let me just talk to you a bit about, before we talk about Mono Charlemagne, about what you're doing these days. What are you up to?
Well, I'm sadly, the president keeps us very busy.
he does keep us busy, doesn't he?
Yeah, there's so much happening and so much need. I just recorded with some folks from the Immigration Defense Fund, team, some videos in which we do Know Your Rights presentation and different languages. Mine was done in Creole to let people know, for example, what they should do if they are stopped on the street by ICE agents, or if ICE agents try to get into your home, or if we've seen videos of people, ICE agents now coming on the bus, and sometimes they will call people's names out on the street, and they turn around and they think it's a friend, but it's someone from ICE, or when they go to court. So we just finished recording a video that we'll soon try to circulate as much as possible. And about 9 or 10 languages so that people could know what to do if they're stopped by ICE. And then, of course, I continue to try to do my artistic work, because that's also the other way that I participate in the struggle.
Right. And do you have any new projects in terms of your writing on the drawing board, or you just sort of marinating in the current writings?
I'm always working on something. I just finished a collection of stories that will be out, God willing, in a next year, and also a children's book. But I'm always working on something, and I think sort of the environment these days is sort of to do that work. Toni Morrison says that these kinds of times when artists go to work, and we try to just balance the work of being a citizen and the work of just being sort of locked up and doing the art part, which I think was Mono was really great at, and he's a model example of that in terms of his artistry and the lyrics of the songs that you are going to be sharing with the people. And he's really in terms of his artistry, was a really good example of someone who created poetry to empower people through the music, through his music.
Mm. And how did you come to know him, Mono? And what was your relationship with him, if any?
Well, I knew the music first. I think so many Haitians could just really quote the music. He wrote, especially after the end of the dictatorship, when Baby Doc through the people's uprising was sent out. He wrote a lot of songs about some of them really funny songs about Baby Doc's wife. And then he had a song, actually a wonderful song about immigration that's called Alien Cat, which is like Alien Card, where he would say, well, they want us to have alien cards when we come here to the U.S., but, did Columbus have an alien card? And he just goes through sort of this list of, invaders, colonizers, imperialists who did not even give themselves any rules, but, that were supposed to have all these papers that they didn't have when they came to us and plundered and so forth. So I knew the music that way, and a lot of us can just sing that music. And he also had some very tender, there's a song about mothers that just the other day I went to watch a film, and that two women, a mother and daughter, were singing in the film. So he sort of permeated our lives with the music, and it was kind of like a soundtrack to different periods in Haiti. But I met him, later. In the 90s, I saw him at a couple of shows, and then he had a regular gig for a while in Miami at Tap Tap. after he had been mayor and sort of went back to music and started playing again, and would play regularly on every Saturday and Thursday, and I would see him very often when he was playing here in Miami.
Mm. And I wanted you to comment about, and of course this is not necessarily new, I think it's probably true of all people. I know, I think Sekou Touré at one point talked about culture as resistance. And, you know, I think he wrote an essay, I'm trying to reflect back now on his writings in that regard. But I wonder, would you talk specifically about sort of Haiti's culture as a repository for strength and for resistance and for transformation? It seems that people like Mono, and there are many others, even much of your writings is even though people disparage Haiti and Haiti has its troubles and its difficulties, you know, I remember a brother during the whole earthquake, and we're really after President Aristide was deposed, and he was saying, you know, they will never get to the bottom of Haiti than the Haitian people. And what he was saying is there's such a deep groundswell of resistance in the spirit of the Haitian people is what he was kind of referring to. And so I wonder, would you sort of talk to our audience about that?
Well, I think Haiti is, you know, the Republic of Haiti is born out of revolution. And before, you know, it was a very long fight, I think, that involved also a lot of learning how to communicate above the heads of the colonizers, you know, the so-called masters, whether that be through drums or, and I think we have a lot of that in African diaspora culture, you know, with sort of the double entendres of ways that we communicate, whether would be sort of trying to, you know, as Paulo and Sambar said, wearing the mask in order, you know, as a way to, as a form of resistance, because you have to find some way to see each other without the, you know, the person who's enslaved you trying to see what you're trying to communicate. So whether that be through speaking through drums or through conch shells or just ways that we find to communicate. And I think in Haiti, that's a sort of a spring well in the arts. There's so much symbolism, even in the language itself, you know, of Creole. And Mano's, that was the primary way that he wrote his songs. They were in this Creole with different, you know, different ways that you could say certain things, and one person might interpret it, the person it's meant for really knows exactly what you mean based on how you sing it and what words that you use. But I think, you know, we're now in a carnival period where a lot of artists, you know, take the opportunity to do some criticism of governments and of the government. And that's often also a period of voyeur point where people sort of, you know, send a message out in different ways. Sometimes it's subtle, sometimes it's more direct. And so I think art, you know, that art has always been part of our self-creation. And in a society where you're denied, I think, a lot of, in some cases, whether it's economically or politically, people have to find other ways to flourish. And Haiti is maybe economically, we have our challenges, certainly, but it's very rich artistically.
Right, absolutely. I totally believe that, and it is such a vibrant culture. It's a country that I fell in love with many, many years ago, not only in terms of just sentimentally, but because of the sense that we all owe a debt to Haiti for its contribution, really, to world civilization in terms of creating the first Black Republic and all the struggles thereafter. That ongoing struggle continues. Edwige Danticat, thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to share with our audience this morning as we do this tribute to Mono Charlemagne, his life and legacy, but also take this as an opportunity for WBAI to do so as well on this Pledge Drive Monday. So thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for honoring Mono.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, let's now turn to some of the music of Mano Charlemagne.
Les petits toutouni, malgré cap péri, ça pas qu'à jouer la vie. Mais l'état bien placé, pour le craser, briser l'aile, l'intérêt pipiti, pour faire la bourgeoisie plaisir. Ça pas jamais défini, blédi bourgeoisie, pour tout le monde qu'a saisi, vraiment ça, ça veut dire. Tellement qu'un vieux débris, rêve yo c'est aljoigné, qu'a fait tout compromis, même trahi la famille, pour s'ouvre les revendiqués, c'est à tout droit parce que ou exploité, malheureusement ou en minorité, et la bourgeoisie gagne l'état pour le voyer, fait descendre des liens, peuple campé sous des pieds. Destin, on s'est l'homme en poulier. Pour veiller au clair, pour veiller sans aveu. Que depuis autant de besoin à faire régler. Sous la pille.
Okay, sampling of the music of Mano Charlemagne. Now, I don't speak Creole, but I would buy that. I heard the word bourgeoisie up in there. I got that. I know he's talking about the bourgeoisie. That's for sure. The rulers, the ruling class, and so forth. But just listening to the melodic sounds is sufficient for me. And so we have this two-part premium today that we are pitching. A part of it, however, is a book called We Have Dared to Be Free, Haiti's Struggle Against Occupation. Particularly important, it seems to me, that we give tributes to Haiti, not just because the orange man, the resident in the White House, you know, has, in his vile, foul-mouthed way, denigrated Africa, Haiti, El Salvador, and so many other countries, in fact. But it is an occasion for us to highlight ourselves, to turn to ourselves and know ourselves better, in order to be able to repel the assaults on our dignity, not only verbally, but physically. See, verbally assaulting us is one thing, but an invasion, an occupation, is objectively something different. And this is what has happened to Haiti over and over and over again, because it dared really to defy white supremacy and the notion of white and black inferiority, and has been punished and marginalized ever since. And so this book, which is entitled, again, We Have Dared to Be Free, Haiti's Struggle Against Occupation, by Nadi Cheri, just a little bit about it. It says, every definable chapter of recent Haitian history seems to have one book which becomes the definitive reference for English speakers. And she lists several. Amy Wilentz's book, Jonathan Katz's book, Peter Hallworth's book. There are many, many out there. All of these examples, however, were written by foreigners. For the period of the rise and fall of President Martelly, the definitive account at this point is surely this book, We Have Dared to Be Free, Haiti's Struggle Against Occupation, which was published in 2015 and written by a scientist turned journalist, again, Dadi Cheri. The book is much more than a recapitulation. An analysis of government malfeasance and popular resistance during the years of the recently departed Martelly regime. It is a staring and unflinching indictment of world capitalism presented through the prism of the Haitian history, traditions, and culture. It leaps from the macro to the micro and back through a patchwork of personal reminiscences, interviews, scientific explanations, and historical accounts which illuminate not just Haiti, but the state of the world today. And it seems to me this is the crux of the matter. She says, we can visualize a world where Haiti's revolution has expanded to all of humanity and become a final push for the birth of all humans in their full potential. And more than anything, into a respect for the others that borders on religion, with the understanding that we are a part of all the light that makes up this era on earth. Sherry writes in this tour de force introduction, Haiti's example of the first successful anti-capitalist, anti-imperial, and anti-colonial revolution in a world where slavery was in vogue showed that humans could do in the what they could do in the face of impossible odds. This is an incredible book, an incredible premium, and we want you to purchase it. And we want people to begin to call right now, actually. And again, if it's something that you already know about, you can put it in your archives or you can share it as a gift with others. We always say that. But it's a modest price. For $100, we get the DVD, which we talked about, Killing the Dream, which has much of the music of Mono Charlemagne in it, as well as We Have Dared to Be Free, Haiti's Struggle Against Occupation. I've just read a description of it. And that's available for just $100. $100. And again, the most important thing is that we're supporting WBAI. That's the most important thing. So let's get the phones ringing right now at 516-620-3602. I want to make sure I got the right number. 516-620-3602. And we want you to call right now, friends out there in the audience. I was privileged to be at the Laura and Elmer Wilburn's Blackburn's Democratic Club out in Laurelton over the weekend for an excellent presentation, a town hall meeting that were being held. And there were many people who came up, say, I listened to you on Vantage Point, and they enjoy it, and so forth and so on. Well, yeah, some of y'all call now. All right, we want to keep Vantage Point going. And I'm glad to hear that. When I go out, inevitably, I find people who listen to WBAI, and they listen to Vantage Point. So call 516-620-3602. We want to get, in just this hour alone, you know, we want to get at least 10 people who will call us, at least 10 people who will call us, to give us a pledge of $100. $100. I've already put my $100 on the table. I always start every pledge drive with my personal commitment. This is a new year, and so I'm starting off the new year with $100. I'm asking my friends to match it. Even if you didn't get the premium, I'm asking you to match it, but you have a very, very powerful premium as we honor the life and legacy of Mono Charlemagne. And if you didn't know him, you're going to be learning about him during the course of the program. We have another guest. We just had an exceptional opportunity with Edwige Danticat. And, of course, at the top of the hour, we'll have Alex Pascal, who is a renowned guitarist who knew Mono and will also talk about his life and legacy as well. So we're combining these things, the understanding of this great person, this great man, and the work that he did. And I knew him too. You know, we brought him here. I knew him as the mayor of Port-au-Prince. Of course, the Haiti Support Project is the leading African-American organization organizing a constituency for Haiti in the U.S. That is our work, and we have taken hundreds of people to Haiti. And we developed a relationship with Mono Charlemagne. We brought him here for a three-city tour. We brought him here to New York. I can't remember the venues now, but we brought him to New York for a town hall meeting. We then went to Boston for a town hall meeting. And then we ended up in Washington, D.C., a three-city tour conducted by the Haiti Support Project. And we then collected school supplies and raised money to support the municipal schools in Port-au-Prince during his tenure as mayor. And we also tried to find a sanitation vehicles because the issue of garbage on the street was something he was very, very concerned about. So he was an artist. He was renowned as an artist, but he became mayor of the city. He dedicated himself. He tried to make a difference. And that's really who Mono Charlemagne was. And so we want to, again, go to the phones. Oh, we see at least a couple of people calling. They have volunteers standing by. We want them to, in fact, the phones to be lit up as we start this pledge drive. And in a way, you know, it's our resounding denunciation and repudiation of the orange man, too, because we are not S-holes. Our countries aren't, and we are not. We are proud people. We have come from proud nations. They may be struggling, but in some ways they are struggling because of what has been done to us under occupation. So the book is very appropriate. Mono's music is very appropriate. Call us right now at 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Again, 516-620-3602. A rare opportunity, an exciting opportunity for you to support WBAI, to sustain it. Now, during the course of this show, people may not be able to give $100 a day. So I'm looking for 10, just 10, 10 people out of the listening audience. And you might decide to do both, by the way. You might decide that you're going to give $100 a day and also sign up to become a WBAI buddy. And you can do that. But if there are those who said, I don't have $100 a day, but I can afford $10 a month and I can attach it to my savings account, or I can attach it, you know, to my checking account, I mean, my credit card, and it'll be painless, and I can afford that. And by the way, you get a lot of perks, you get a lot of benefits for doing this as well. This is a great program. You get a tote bag, you get discounts at retailers. A number of things are associated with this. So we want at least 10 WBAI buddies. And I said before, I am a WBAI buddy. I'm not coming on the air asking you to do what I have not already done. And that's because I can afford to do it, by the way. This is not to shame anybody or disparage anybody. We may have people out there who are listening, and we're delighted that you're listening. You can't afford to be a WBAI buddy. You can't afford to do any of this. We still love you, and we appreciate you for listening. But we also know that there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people out there who could afford to pay at least $10 a month, at least $10 a month. And you do that by going to give2wbai.org, or you can also call that same number, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, to become a WBAI buddy. But the main package that we have for today is, again, the book. We Have Dared to Be Free. What a bold time. We Have Dared to Be Free. Haiti's Struggle Against Occupation, one which continues to this very day. And in this book, she doesn't spare. And I like this because she doesn't spare, you know, I mean, we have internal contradictions, too. So she talks about Haiti's government malfeasance. You know, Haiti's got some issues, you know. In fact, the issue is with the political class more than anything else. It is not with the people, I tell you. The on-the-ground, grassroots people, the ordinary Haitian people are, I mean, this is, you go to Haiti, you fall in love. And by the way, I checked with one of my people on the ground the other day on another matter, and he was telling me, he said, since Trump did that S-hole comment, he said, people are flocking to Haiti like crazy. Journalists coming to see. They've taken just the opposite reaction. They want to come and see Haiti. As I have taken people through the Haiti Support Project to see Haiti. And yes, there's poverty. Yes, you see some misery. But Bev Smith characterized it best for me. Bev Smith was a longtime radio talk show host, many, many years, American Urban Radio Networks. I took her to Haiti, and she just said, she was shocked at first. But then she said, But I don't see the poverty anymore. I don't see the misery anymore. What I see are a powerful, strong people who know their history, who know who they are, who are determined, who are resilient. Then you see the art, the carvings, the paintings. You see that in Haiti. Haiti is a powerful country. It is a powerful people. It's a revolution that, yes, needs to be fulfilled, but it will be fulfilled one day. And this book, We Have Dared to Be Free, talks about that, Haiti's struggle against occupation. again by Dadi Cherie. And again, we're listening to the music of Mono Charlemagne under the great, I mean, legendary figure in Haiti's most recent history in terms of the work that he did in order to contribute to the resistance as an artist. And then he actually took up the reins to become mayor of Port-au-Prince for tenure. And we supported him in the Haiti Support Project in those endeavors. In fact, I never forget when he landed at the airport and he had a police escort take us through the street, our delegation, right up to City Hall. Mono was something else. So call right now. Get to those phones. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602 to make your pledge to sustain and support WBAI right now. We're going to take a break, but even during this break, that's a good time to keep those phones fired up and lit up as we continue to talk about the urgent necessity to sustain and maintain and grow WBAI. 516-620-3602. This is the professor. We'll be right back after we take this break.
Depi l'Ancien Testament, esclave toujours goumé contre roi. Yo lité pour yo casser chaîne. Yo té goumé contre pharaon. Nous même paysans haïtiens qui pas connent lisser ça yo dit. On récolte diri c'est pas dé, ni c'est pas toi mais le papiti. Six mille mouno qui gagne l'argent. Malgré tout le vieux amour, yo joigne chaque fois et il est nous voulons changer ça. Pas vle dit, un yé a dit, devant yon pepo, les jours vle ça changer. L'an mal est mié, faut m'sorti là. Pas ta fia koudia, ni candidat, kapou et m'la. La vie pour changer à Dieu, pour aller mieux, c'est pour me revendiquer. Sous chaque 5000 intellectuels, 4900 comme au kiel, un bandioul qui s'en règle sans fiel. Y oublier si pep c'est celle fausse, fait messe pour mérite entrer, vine prend pays, merci mouché. Contrebande plus la charité, c'est pour ça que sans figuier c'est vrai, sans l'honnêteté, sans la dignité, nous trouvons ça bien malheureux.
Okay, we're back. Again, another excerpt from the music of Mono Charlemagne, and we will be playing several excerpts from his music during the course of the morning. Alex Pascal will join us at the top of the hour. And we'll introduce him as he talks about the life and legacy of Mono Charlemagne. I was hoping to get Jean Pierre. Many of my Haitian listeners will be familiar with Alex Pascal. They'll also be familiar with Jean Pierre. But I was waiting for him to give us his phone number because he, when I talked to him or exchanged emails with him last night, he said, oh man, he said, I was trying to get him on the show. He said, I grew up in the same neighborhood with Mono. And, of course, Jean Pierre is, I call him the maestro. He is someone who has put on these incredible productions at Carnegie Hall. He did a number of them during the course of in 2004, you know, around the commemoration of the Haitian Revolution, if you will. And unfortunately, he's not sent his number so that we could reach him in Haiti to share his reflections. But I just have to tell another quick little story as I continue to ask you to go to the phones to pledge at 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. We were fortunate to have Edwige Danticat lead the show. And, of course, I developed a relationship with Edwige while I was at the Center for Constitutional Rights, introduced to many in the Haitian community through Michael Ratner, who, of course, was very much a part of the previous show that comes on before Vantage Point Law and Disorder. In fact, it was Michael Ratner who introduced me to Mono Charlemagne, frankly. And at the Center for Constitutional Rights, we were fighting against a Haitian death squad leader, Toto Constant, a vicious SOB. I mean, he was ruthless. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people killed when President Aristide was ousted the first time. A reign of terror, it's just incredible. And the United States slipped him into this country, and he was living in Queens. And we launched the campaign. I helped to spearhead that campaign. At one point, I think Toto Constant said something like, "The Center for Constitution is a pain in my whatchamacallit, a, if you will." And we were, because we were trying to get him deported out of here, because he was should have no right to live in this community. And I remember Edwige Danticat, you know, marching with us. Commandante Ray LaForest, I call him Ray LaForest, I call him. We were all involved in that. But the other reflection I have on Edwige is I was actually privileged to be in Haiti on January 1st, 2004 with Danny Glover, Herb Boyd, and others. And after the official ceremony concluded, we actually took a small plane ride down to Jacmel. And we spent one of the most memorable moments in my lifetime at the home of Edwige Danticat, you know, being welcomed by she and her family, and, you know, breaking bread together and whatever. That was really a remarkable, remarkable moment. So I just wanted to share that with the audience, because it is one of the great thrills of my life to have had that, to be in Haiti on January 1st, 2004. But also then, in the interim, you know, while we were waiting for program to beginning in the evening, we just took this ride down to Jacmel, and we spent this afternoon with Edwige Danticat during the course of that that day. And again, she came on to share how important Mono Charlemagne was to the Haitian community. And metaphorically, how really this is a part of Haitian history. It's the power of the culture, the resilience of the culture. And you can, again, you may not be able to speak Creole, but you can kind of grasp it, the way it feels, you know, as he's playing and whatnot. And so this is a part of a package that we're putting together. And, you know, you can say, well, I don't speak Creole. Well, you know, the music and the book pulled together for $100 is a great gift to yourself. And you can listen and grab a Haitian friend and have them come over and interpret for you. That'd be a nice little setu, kind of meet and greet, right? And maybe you have a Haitian friend yourself. Maybe you just want to share it with them. And I'm sure there are Haitian listeners who are out there who may want to also purchase the book, as well as, this premium, because WBAI has been a great supporter of the Haitian community, as we are of all communities that are in resistance and struggle. That's who WBAI is. That's why we have to stay on the air. That's why we not only have to stay on the air, we have to grow, we have to expand. And that's where you come in, your faith, your conviction that this station is worthwhile. Even if we had no premium, we would be saying that. So go to your phones right now. Please go to your phones right now. Take time, make time. So sometimes, so many times we consume it. We consume the programming. We consume all of the music, the art, the variety of programs, and we just consume. Well, don't be a consumer. Don't just receive. Give back, because don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted that it will always be here, because this is commercial. This is not commercial. This is not corporate sponsored. You know, there are no, we are it. We are, this is community listener sponsored. We are the source of the revenue for WBAI. And yes, we want to get to the point where maybe we're not doing as many pledge drives. If you become a WBAI buddy, and if thousands do that, then that'll make it even less necessary. But it is now necessary in order to continue to do what we do. As I say, again, I was so happy when I went to the Elmer and, Laura Blackburn Club, it's Elmer Blackburn Democratic Club, and any number of people came up to me and said, Professor, I hear you every Monday on WBI, so enjoy the program. Well, that means it's effective. And that's a very diverse audience of people that were out there who listen in and who are part of this program, and I want some of them to call. They're no not listening today. Some of them may have never, ever pledged before. Call and make your contribution in the name of Vantage Point. Vantage Point is not that important. It's a medium to a larger goal, but it's kind of like a vote of confidence. We like what we hear on Vantage Point. We like what the professor has to say. We like the programming. You know, I feel good. We opened the show with Edwin Standicott. Last week, we opened the show with the founder of the hashtag MeToo movement. That's who we opened with, because we know Tarana Burke. We know of her. We know her history. We know her background. We are somewhat of a mentee to her, and she shared that on the air, because we have a deep Rolodex here in terms of a history of work and struggle that allows us to, through this program, reach out to all kinds of people. You know, in order to try to get things done. And by the way, you know, we're publicizing this show. The Institute of the Black World 21st Century is publicizing this show so that people are listening right now all over the United States of America and throughout the world, for that matter. Because we've had people on from Colombia, from Jamaica, and various other places. And when my wife and I were most recently in Belize, that's right, chilling a little bit, trying to get a little rest and recovery. I was doing revolutionary work while we were at it. But I turned on my commuter, and what did I do? I checked out WBAI while I was on the internet. We have global reach through WBAI. That's the power of the programming that we have here. So that's why it's important for you to go to the phone right now. Just $100. I put my $100 all up already. We're trying to, just in this hour, we were trying to get at least 10 people to match my $100. Now, we're going to go for some more the next hour, but at least 10. And we're not there yet. We should be there. We should have 15 by now, because you're there. We know you're there. We know you're there. It's just a matter of taking the time, and you've got the credit card, or we'll make other arrangements. We got people sitting idly by waiting for this next rush of people who are just going to light those phones up at 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. And that is to get this premium. The premium is really a means to the end. It's not the end, but we're going to give you a premium too, something that's useful and helpful to you. We have Dare to Be Free, Haiti's Struggle Against Occupation, a book. And that book, again, is by Dottie Cherie. And she says, look, it's okay for, you know, all these other people to write about Haiti. There've been many, many, many great, great books. There was a book by called The Uses of Haiti. I have these senior moments these days, but one of the great iconic, progressive figures, you know, wrote that book. It'll come to me in a minute. I'm looking right at his face and have worked with him at Z Magazine and so forth. But all of these books, these other books she points out that she cites that are seen as being quote unquote the definitive works, are written by non-Haitians. She said, let me take my turn to write it from the prism of someone who loves and is passionately devoted to my country. And that's what Dottie Cherie does in this incredible book. And let me just read again what I think is the essence. And I like this, because this is why I support Haiti. This is why I support, frankly, African people. This is what drives me, the belief that when we are in our right mind, when we are righteous, when we are operating from a spirit of Maat, that we not only will excel as a people, our example will captivate the world, and that they will follow our example, not because we're oppressing people, conquering people, because we have weapons, and because we are arrogantly insisting that our way is the only way. It is because people will see it, the virtue, the values, the principles, and therefore will emulate it because it is righteous and just. We can visualize, she says, a world where Haiti's revolution. Imagine, the Haitian revolution is the only revolution in the history of the world, the only time when an enslaved people overthrew their slave masters to create an independent nation. It had never, ever happened in the world before. And it happened in the era when, as she points it, white supremacy was in vogue, the notion that we were inferior beings. This is why I say we owe a great debt to Haiti. Haiti shattered, the Haitian revolutionaries shattered the myth of white supremacy. See, we can visualize a world where Haiti's revolution has expanded. And let's talk about the Haitian revolution. When Jean-Jacques Dessalines declared January 1st, 1804, Haiti as an independent black nation, he also said, any enslaved person who sets foot on Haitian soil is free. Libre. Free. Just get here. And that reverberated throughout the world. They didn't have no internet, no Instagram, no Twitter. We had the grapevine. And that reverberated, I know, because they talked about it. I know this history. We know that Denmark priest, Prosy, heard about it. We know that many of the Kasai free Africans, people like Richard Allen and others, they heard it. They knew about it. They referenced it. Frederick Douglass talked about it. Denmark Vesey, who organized the largest slave rebellion in the history of the United States, was headed to IAT had he been successful. And they ain't had no Facebook. You know, no emails and all that stuff. Imagine that. I mean, that's that history that you need to know. And so that was the example. So, and then the Haitian revolutionaries went on to supply and help Simon Bolivar to liberate South America. This is why Hugo Chavez in Venezuela called it the Bolivarian Revolution, because it was connected to Haiti. Haiti was at the center of all of this, standing up against the imperial powers of the day, marginalized, stigmatized, and by the way, having previously fought in the Battle of Savannah and helped this country in its fight against the British, and of course the victory in shattering the French armies of Napoleon Bonaparte, persuaded him to give up the Louisiana Territory, expanding this country, doubling the size of this country. This country should always, there should be a Haiti Gratitude Day as opposed to a Haiti is a asshole country day. I mean, people should be grateful for what Haiti did. That's when you know that history. And that's what she's talking about when she says that it's expanded to all humanity, become a final push for the birth of all humans into their full potential. And more than anything, into a respect for the others that borders on religion, that we will respect each other. Not call each other assholes and denigrate each other, but respect each other as a matter of ethics and morality. With the understanding that we are part of all the life that makes up this era on earth. That's what she says. Haiti's example of the first successful anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist, and anti-colonial revolution in a world where slavery was in vogue showed that human beings could do in the face of impossible odds. I like that. Because we specialize as African people in making the impossible probable, the improbable probable in terms of the work that we do. You've got to go to your phones, having listened to Mono Charlemagne, and to get this book, a premium of just $100. You can't resist that. You got to deal with that. 516-620-3602. Don't make me work all this hard and y'all don't respond now. Y'all know you should be responding to this. 516-620-3602. Go to your phones right now. We're short. Just a few short. But close. In fact, we should go for 15. 15 people, really. Let's go beyond the 10 that we asked. Let's go for 15 in the next few minutes. 516-620-3602. We know you can do it. There are operators standing by right now, waiting to receive your call. 516-620-3602. That's the pledge line. Volunteers, not paid people, people who believe in WBAI enough that they come in and volunteer to listen and take your pledges. And we don't want them to waste their time. We want them to just, the phones to just be leaping off. It's ringing so fast until they can't keep up with it. That's the way it should be, to get this good stuff, to get this good programming, because you get the good programming all the time. We know you get the good programming all the time, because I hear you talking about the good programming all the time. So now it's a question of, not only do you consume the good programming, but will you support it? Will you be understanding that there is no rescue coming from capitalist America? We are the resistance. The oppressor is not going to try to liberate those whom they are attempting to suppress, oppress, marginalize, just like they did Haiti. It ain't happening. We have got to be the source of our own liberation, the source of our own sustenance. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Come on. Thank you so much. We do see people responding. We appreciate your response. Keep coming. We got friends out there. We got allies out there. Again, I just keep referencing that beautiful, powerful meeting, that was at, I don't know, the intermediate school out in Laurelton. I forget the name of the school. Nice little auditorium. Cold. Boy, it was a cold day. And yet, couple hundred, maybe 200-300 black people showed up in the morning time on Saturday. Hey, I tell you, black folks on the move, and there were some other people there too, but predominantly black folks showing up to talk about civic engagement, talk about how we are going to get ourselves better prepared, how we're going to march on ballot boxes, how we're going to, and I was throwing some ideas in there too. It ain't just about voting. It's about a whole bunch of other things. But the main thing is people are awake. People were ready to roll, ready to move. And in so doing, again, moving in the audience and talking to people, you know, and I reference the fact that we have this show. But people say, we know, we listen to you, Professor. We check you out every Monday. Well, now I don't want you to just check us out. We want you to write a check. All right. Write a check. Put something on your credit card. Become a WBAI buddy by making a contribution of just $10 a month. Just $10 a month. You can become a WBAI buddy. And you do that by going to givetowbai.org and sign up and do it in dedication to Vantage Point. But if you don't, who cares? I don't really care. Just do it. You know what I mean? It's important. I'd like to, when the roll is called on what the different shows have done, I'd like to have our name, you know, up there too, just to say that we got an audience too, you know? But that's irrelevant. But you can do that. But for just $10 a month, or you can give more. Some people can't afford $100, but you can afford $10 or $25 or $50 a month, if you will. And it's painless. I'm a WBAI buddy. It just happens. And I'm glad. I don't even know. I just know it. And I'm so happy. I don't have to worry about it. I know I'm a sustaining member of WBAI. But I also put my money on the line. $100 is on the line because I'm getting this book and I'm getting this premium with this music from Mono Charlemagne, whom I had the privilege of knowing and working with. So go to your phones right now, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, in order to make your pledge of $100, $100, just $100. There are thousands of people within our listening audience, some of you who have never given before. Doesn't make you a bad person, but you know, you kind of just drift along and you know, you just listen and you hear these appeals and okay, yeah, but no, it's not a spectator sport. You know, it's the kind of thing where if we are a part of the resistance, and we are, we need your support to keep battling, to keep struggling, to keep firing, to keep being on the offensive, because we are a part of they who will change ourselves and change the world. Now, we're going to debate. We're going to have discussions. And we have on my show, I was teasing some people the other day. I said, some people called me on a show the other day and called me everything but a child of God. That's okay. I got thick skin. I can take it. You know, my record. I've got a record out here. We look at the record of work. And I think it's defensible, if you will. But that doesn't mean there ain't some warts and knots. I may have made some errors and mistakes along the way, and that's fine. But that's okay. You know, and we have differences of opinion sometimes on tactics and strategy and so forth. That's okay too. But what I know is even those who have called, who sometimes disagree or may vehemently disagree with me, what I do know is that we are united in understanding that this capitalist political economy is not for us, that it needs to be transformed. that, in fact, Haiti does need to be supported. May have some differences about how things unfolded and different ways of doing it and so forth and so on, but we're united in understanding that colonialism cannot stand, slavery cannot stand, that the orange man who is the resident in the White House must be driven out, not just him, but what he represents. That's more important. What he represents, this last dying gasp of racism, Islamophobia, you know, homophobia, you know, sexism and patriarchy, it's got to be purged from the American system. And it will be purged because we are going to help purge it. As Martin Luther King says, the arc of history bends towards justice, and we must help to bend it. And we are they who are going to accomplish it. WBA is a part of that process. That's why you are going to your phones right now at 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602 to make your pledge right now. 516-620-3602. Again, the package today is this great book, We Have Dared to Be Free, Haiti's Struggle Against Occupation. And we have a DVD, which is a DVD called Killing the Dream, a compilation of music. Not all of it's Mano's music, but most of it is music by Mano Charlemagne. And you've heard him. You'll hear a little bit more from him when we get ready to take our break and all of that. But that, and again, you know, it's in Creole. The book is in English. Great package together. But, you know, just listening to the music, you get a sense of the vibe. You know, we black people, we can vibe. You know, we understand what's being said. I know I go to gatherings with Haitian people sometimes. I wish I'm going, you know, maybe when I retire, I'll be able to learn to speak Creole because I wish I could. That's my one thing. I do so much work around Haiti. And I just wish I could take time with my slow brain and learn Creole, really. But, you know, I go to the meetings and, you know, they be speaking Creole, but I can connect still. Sometimes somebody whispering, give me a word or two, but I know what's going on. I know what they be saying. You know, in my bones, deep in my heart, in my bones, I know what they be saying. Because they be talking about resistance, resilience, and how we are going to, in fact, be a better people as we continue to strive and work for freedom, self-determination, and to fulfill the unfulfilled Haitian Revolution. 516-620-3602. Again, the combination of the book, We Have Dared to Be Free, Haiti's Struggle Against Occupation, and a DVD which is entitled Killing the Dream, meaning the dream, the vision of Haiti. They have tried to, but they have not yet done it, and they will never do it. I was quoting a brother, a friend, I won't put his name out here. He was the former chief of one of the former chiefs of security for President Aristide, and someone I came to know, and I remember him passionately saying one day, they will never, never get to the bottom of the Haitian people. And by that he meant, no matter what they do, no matter how hard they stomp on us, they can call us S-holes all they want to. They will never turn us back. They will never be able to extinguish the reality of what the Haitian people did and what is in the bosom and the historical memory of a people who faced the greatest military army of the time, one of the greatest military minds supposedly in history, rivaling people like Hannibal, for example, and Alexander the Great, Napoleon Bonaparte, smashed and crushed his armies. Crush them to create the first black republic, and they've never been forgiven. But we can stand with Haiti. We can resist. We can fight back. We can continue to say we love Haiti. We love the Haitian people because we are they are we. And we go to our phones accordingly to pledge to make sure that WBAI remains a part of a vehicle that can help support these struggles in the world today. 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. Go to your phones. This is the professor urging you, begging with you, pleading with you to do the right thing in terms of supporting WBAI. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to be connected to Alex Pascal, who will talk to us about his work his connection to Mono Charlemagne, and the life and legacy of this great man as we hear on this February 5th, you know, on the beginning of the pledge drive, leap forward in order to make sure that WBAI not only survives but thrives. We'll be right back after this break.
Pour nous pas décourager, car nous résister.
Gérard du Gavis son gros influence pour moi personnellement. Parce que moi, je me prends d'assaut dans l'école, sous côté de l'école, et hôtel Beau Rivage, malgré, gardez Gérard Cap Santé. Un seul nègre, je suis homme orchestre. Et puis, Gérard t'inspire en l'autre bagaille. Parce que là, on nous souffre François du Javier. Dit qui monde qui dans tout porte là qui t'est mal gardé pour faut tout fonner son tonton magout ton n'est pas oh c'est ta série qui gros nèg qui t'est pour me quitter ou pour me pas faire mal l'homme osé on dit monde quand comme tout l'an contre ma coude, bien l'an contre ma coude. Mon chanteur, qui chantait très juste, j'ai son gros chanteur. Je prends ça, je t'ai critiqué ma couture. Avec Raoul Guillaume, tout, hein. L'an chanté, oh ma petite Louisanne chérie, veux-tu ma belle qu'on se marie, je suis un excellent bandit. Là, ça me dégage d'intelligence. Je me comprends, je veux une fille d'Haïti. Je vais appeler Liv. Là, maman, tu vas la vie.
Okay, I guess we're back, I was getting a little sample of the music of Mono Charlemagne, and we're going to try to find more for you to listen to as a part of the package. The premium, again, the musical premium is entitled Killing the Dream, and again, it has a lot of music in it. Going all the way back to the occupation, you were hearing Mono talk about Tonton Macoot. Some of this generation won't remember. That's my generation. We remember the dread Tonton Macoot under Francois Duvalier. I mean, I got to tell you, you can't imagine how terrifying it was to think of the brutality that was being inflicted on the Haitian people with the complicity and support of the United States government, because Duvalier was, all you had to say was you're anti-communist. That's all you had to say in that era. If you were anti-communist, they would do anything to support you. You could be vicious, brutal, crush your people, kill your people. This whole thing they talk about, you know, killing your own people. Well, they didn't give a damn about that when it came down to Haiti. You know, talking about Saddam Hussein, they talk about others. You know, you kill your own people. Well, Francois Papadoc Duvalier was killing his own people, and the United States didn't give a damn, because all they cared about was if you were anti-communist. So you played, if you were a dictator, you played the anti-communist card, and you got support. You know, and the Tonton Macoots were the hit squad, the militia, the brutal folks who enforced the will of Papadoc, if you will. Well, joining us now on the phone to talk about his own work, but also the work of Mono Charlemagne, is someone that I've been just introduced to through my friends in the Haitian community, is Mr. Alex Pascal. Alex Pascal, welcome to Vantage Point.
Hello, how are you doing?
How are you today?
Pretty good.
Good. Well, I thank you so much for joining us this morning, as we're the sort of the backdrop of this program, of course, in part.
It's
this denigration, this insults coming from the vile mouth of the orange man, the resident of the White House. And we thought today we would take this show to talk about the history, the culture, the heritage, and in a sense to say we are not, our peoples, our countries are not assholes. You know what I mean? We're not that. You know, and so we began the show earlier today with Edwige Danticat, whom of course you well know, and she shared, and then, you know, we had an opportunity to listen to some of Mono Charlemagne's music. We have a book that we're offering. But when I reached out to say I really want to bring someone onto the show who can share their remembrances and reflections of Mono Charlemagne, your name came up several times. And
well,
so I said, let me reach out to you, and I'm so glad that you agreed to be on the show.
Of course, my pleasure. Yeah.
So let's first of all start a little bit by sharing with our audience, who is Alex Pascal? I mean, a little bit about your background.
I'm one of the Haitian artists that grew up, as you said, in the 60s, you know, when I was in my teens, 61, 62, 63.
Speak a little bit louder. Speak a little bit louder.
Okay, all right. Is it better now?
That's much better, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so I grew up in the 60s over there, and most Haitian knows that I started playing music very early, at nine years old. So playing a kind of stuff, beating on everything, drums and tables and everything, and grow on and went on to play different other instruments like accordion, vibraphones, you know, pianos and guitar, which I settled with my guitar. So I had my first band at 15 called Les Césars de Pétionville, you know, and then I grew up of course, and also being also influenced by a great guy in Haiti, we call him the father of Haitian modern music, which he just passed away. His name is Herbie Whitmayer, so I was one of his pupils. So, and so we learned from him all my generation. So we learned from him. Then I grew up and played further up with other guys over there at my age 16, 17, 18, and then at 19, I was unfortunately struck by a bullet, thrown at me by one of the militiamen that you spoke about, you know, then. And this had left me paralyzed from the waist down, and then I actually came to the U.S. in 1974 an operation at Johns Hopkins Hospital. Went back to Haiti and came back again. Went back to Haiti where I then had my first recording with the Ibo Combo group that I was working with then, you know. So and then after that, I also had my first jazz quartet then. That was 1968. And then around October 1968, I traveled to the U.S. and I've been here since.
Uh-huh.
So we're talking about 50 years ago.
50 years of work, right. And the Tonton Macoute and the militia under Duvalier, we have a generation now who probably know very little about it. But in your era, this was a very terrifying time. So tell us a little bit about
it. It was tough because, as you just mentioned before, those government, those many of third world government who served the United States, bids has to simply work and do the U.S. work for them. So him in Haiti, as you just said, he was very anti-communist, anti-castrist, especially because the United States was worried about youth in the Caribbean and in Latin America to emulate Fidel Castro,
right,
and Che Guevara.
Right.
So
right.
Anyone, as you said, that would show themselves to be anti-communist would be welcome under the American protection, no matter what you do in your country. So actually, in Haiti and probably many of the other countries, the CIA had its own bureau there. Yeah. You know, so and they had hired their own people within the government to do the job for them. So the government itself, like François Duvalier, didn't really have to be busy looking for young guys on the street to eliminate, because the CIA had its own bureau there to take care of that.
Right.
So of course under the watch, right. Under the authorization of François Duvalier. It's just like, as you said, many other dictators around the world working for the United States who incidentally are not called dictators by the U.S. as long as they're doing the job for them. You know,
that's right, so. The dirty work. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So this is what it was then. So we were practically being overrun by all those people. And also a lot of guys had suffered from, because those militiamen were very poorly educated, because they were very poorly educated. So you had a lot of them not only going after young guys who would have ideas and of revolution, but they would also make mistakes because they don't understand things. Because we had a joke in Haiti. I don't even know if it was a joke or reality. Two students studying math to go to exam, because in Haiti then we used to go on the street on the on the plaza to study under the light, because you had blackout quite often.
Right.
So you had to study outside on the street lamp sometimes. So two guys, two students were studying sinus, cosinus, blah blah blah. You know, so these militia guys was around, arrest them, because you had the word us, sinus, you know, cosinus. So he arrested them, brought them to to the station and said, those guys are studying communism, you know, because
wow,
then it was the commandant that has to tell him, okay, all right, okay, I'll take care of it. So when he left, and the commandant actually released the student. So jokes or not, it was very tough, you know.
Very tough, tough.
It was tough.
How did you come to know Mano Charlemagne?
Mano, I met him here in the United States, because I started doing work with the guy from L'Heure Haïtienne, especially Lionel Legault. This is one guy, when you spoke to me the other day, when you called me, that I forgot to tell you, you would have called him Lionel Legault, because he's very into what you're trying to do now, researching, because he's been doing that L'Heure Haïtienne. I used to do this kind of work in L'Heure Haïtienne with Max Antoine and everything. Way back in the 70s, I used to be in charge of the cultural department for L'Heure Haïtienne. It was a program aired from WKCR, from Columbia University, every Sunday. So we had about 4 hours, I think. Even more sometimes, etc. So Lionel would have. Anyway, I met Mamanos, because then we were working a lot with many Haitians. Even though I'm self an artist myself, a musician, I was playing, but also we were getting involved with many other artists like Mano, etc. That were coming up doing the thing. So I met him then. You know, a very interesting guy, very straightforward. Simple, and also a great artist, as his work proved it to be, you know, a very good guy.
Yeah, and how would you characterize his work? Because much of it was about the resistance, right? I mean, and I don't know about your work, whether some of it's in the same vein, but it seems to me that many of you were.
What happened? Okay. Yeah, what happened then? What happened then? We also at L'Heure Haïtienne also had a group that were singing, because the song were kind of social conscious songs. Right. All right? So we had at Le Haitien, had a group called Artists Independent, in English, Independent Artists. Why? Because then we couldn't put our name on the work because François Duvalier was still there. And then afraid that if your name comes up in such a work, your family would suffer
right.
back. So it was anonymous, this album. I decided, but no, this album make a lot of waves, and also amid, I don't know exactly if Mano came after it or before it, you know? But this is the same trend. Since then, you had a lot of artists that were open to start, you know, that felt the urge to, you know, the encouragement that got the incentive, let's say, from what we were doing at Le Haitien then, you know, with Lionel Legault, Max Antoine, etc., and Daniel Uchino, etc. You know, a lot of us start working on conscious songs, you know, about Haiti.
Right.
About Haiti. Even though, let me add that the traditional music of Haiti from the peasant, that we call the traditional song, the rara music and all those music, were already doing their own criticism, but in the form of in a hidden form of
it was kind of an implicit, a kind of I think Ed Weeds talked about it as a double
metaphor, just in a metaphor style,
right?
In a metaphoric style, they used to say their own thing. So we used to call those songs from the peasantry, from the traditional songs. So we used to call them the press of the people, because they would talk about everything, the problems, also personal problems, gossips, and everything from the rural areas of Haiti. So those songs already had, because we had before Tiparis, before the style, Manoj Sharma's style started with a guy in Haiti we call Tiparis. I don't know if anyone came before him. This is a style we call troubadour in Haiti, this style of a guy with his own instrument by himself, or especially guitar, just like comparably, just like you would see Johnny Cash, something, I mean, here and everything, but not necessarily in lyrics, you know? But we were those kind of guy. Tiparis was the precursor of the style in Haiti when I was a kid. He used to have songs saying that all lampposts in, he had a song saying, all lampposts have my pictures on them. But he was thinking, all lampposts have my, is it tout photo se photom, tout photo se photom, meaning all lampposts on the street have my pictures. He was talking actually about Duvalier. But he says, all lampposts have my pictures about himself,
right.
Tiparis.
Yeah, right.
So they could, you know, actually drill in those kind of metaphoric songs where they could actually try to say, because it was stifling. Talking, so Tiparis was one of the guys who dared say things, you know.
Right.
You know, then he would say, he had a song also that said, if you don't give me my share, I will scream, you know. Bam bam la dan bum barele, bam bam. He would say, if you don't give me my share, I'm gonna scream, give me my share, you know, something like that. So this kind of song that people could, and even before him, we had a call called Jean Benjamin that has songs also, this kind of song, but very metaphorical, saying that and he used to say that the vendors are screaming. I mean, the charcoal vendor are screaming all day long. Please tell your donkey to stop. To start screaming every day. He was talking about the radio station, a program for Duvalier by his own publicist. You know, just like in Germany, you had Goebbels for
right.
Hitler.
Right.
In Haiti, you had a style. Most dictators adopt that style, though. of Gobo style. So he had that session. And this guy, every day would come, bonjour, and he would talk and really make all those, you know, praise about the government, what the government is doing. We had that program, and everybody have to listen to it.
Right.
And you also have to put your radio high in order to make sure that when they're going through the street, they can hear that all house are listening to that program. Mm. So Jean-Benjamin had a song saying, you know, tell a charcoal vendor, tell your donkey to stop.
Right.
To stop screaming all day
right.
like that. So we had that. So Mano came from that school of song, of artists.
Right.
You know, so he came from that school. You had Guy Bigot. I'm talking about what I knew about my age, 13, 14, 15, what I saw, but I don't know before me if we had other guys way before that used to do
right,
that,
right.
you know. So.
Well, you certainly... Alex Pascal have answered, anticipated the question that I was going to ask, but you've already answered it because the way in which Haitian culture, the music, the art, was used in a way to deliver a message on the surface, but it also had another message that could be communicated even in the face of the oppressor.
Exactly.
You know, you could say it and they could really communicate a different message, and that history, that resilience, that culture of resistance, and
yes.
also of triumph, that is very much embodied, you know, in Haitian history, music, and culture. So
yeah.
we really, really, really appreciate you coming on and spending time with us. I hope to get to see you and to meet you in the not-too-distant future. We have a mutual friend in Johnny McCullough who
okay,
was kind
yes,
enough
of course.
To connect us. And so, again, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate your testimony.
You're welcome.
And
you're
sharing today your experiences.
Ron,
thank you so much.
It's Ron Daniels. Thank you very much.
Yes. Okay, Alex Pascal, who I just met, but if you could just follow that, I mean, bringing back the era of Duvalier and the music that was born in that period, and again, how you could be, you know, this, and Ed Weeds mentioned this too, that this is a part of the African diaspora, this double entente, the entendre, if you will. Because last week we talked about Reverend Y.T. Walker and the Negro spirituals, the same thing. Be right up in the master's face singing a song, and the master thinking that you're singing one thing, but you're doing another. And, you know, the Haitian music being able to do the same thing, and Mano Charlemagne being a part of that tradition as he traced really the origins of that music. And, you know, again, this generation, many people will not remember the Duvalier dictatorship, but it was ruthless. It was brutal. As a young organizer and activist, there were two places in the world that seemed impossible, that we just wondered whether they would ever, ever, the oppression could be broken. And that was in South Africa, the vicious apartheid regime, and Haiti under Duvalier. It was ironclad. It was brutal. It was vicious. And yet, the Haitian people survived it. But the important point is that Duvalier was supported by the United States of America. He was supported by the United States of America. And as I did my introduction, you know, Alex Pascal validated it. He talked about, you know, all they had to do was say you were communist and all of this stuff. And, you know, that was, and you know, you could do the dirty work of the United States. And no matter what you did to your people, as long as you were anti-communist, that was fine. Well, that was all a predicate to our prayers for today. That's the educational part. These interviews I like to insert to sort of share with you, you know, what it is that we're trying to do today. And that is really, this is really a tribute to Haiti. It's a tribute to say that we are not a-holes, if you will. We are not that. We're not. This is or s-holes, rather. That's not who we are. To the orange man, and not that we care about him, but it's a opportunity, really, to use his vile mouth, insulting rhetoric, to pivot towards looking at the possibilities of how we empower ourselves even further in the face of the adversity that emanates from capitalist America, if you will. And so the book we have Dared to Be Free, Haiti's Struggle Against Occupation. A great book by Dadi Cherie, we've excerpted from that book. There's a lot written about it. I'm eager to get it, actually. But this one paragraph I'm going to repeat again. We can visualize a world where Haiti's revolution has expanded to all of humanity and become a final push for the birth of all humans into full potential. And more than anything, into respect for the other that borders on a religion, with the understanding that we are part of all the life that makes up this era on earth. Haiti's example of the first successful anti-capitalist, anti-imperial, and anti-colonial revolution in a world where slavery was in vogue showed that humans could do what humans could do in the face of impossible odds. So that's what we're talking about. And this music of Mono Charlemagne reflects that. And so I don't think it's improbable or impossible for us to get another 15 people before we close the show today to come forward at $100 a person to support WBAI, to support Vantage Point, so that we can keep being a part of the resistance. So we ask you to go to your phones right now at 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602 to make your pledge right now of $100 for our package, which includes a DVD, Killing the Dream, with many, many songs by the legendary Mono Charlemagne. He was a legend. He contributed so much. Also became the former mayor of Port-au-Prince, and I share the story that I didn't necessarily know. I didn't get to meet him through his music. I got to meet him knowing who he was and having been introduced to him. But I got to know him in his capacity as the mayor of Port-au-Prince, the largest city in Haiti. An impossible city, by the way. A city that was built really for about 500,000 people that has ballooned and sprawled out of control to probably at least 3 million people now. At least 3 million, if not 4 million people. It's an impossible place in that regard. So therefore, we do our work in other places. But early on, we had a great relationship with Mono. Brought him to this country for a tour, three-city tour. And we began here in New York. And I forget this institute that was downtown, and we were supported by WBAI. It was a place where there was a lot of discussion of particularly socialist thought. I forget now, but that they extended the venue because we had to find a place to host it, and they were kind enough to host it. I forget now. It was an institute downtown. Anyway, that's sort of beside the point. So we brought him to New York and had a town hall meeting. It was well received by really hundreds of people. Then we went from there to Boston, where he was received again by hundreds of people. And then we went on to Washington, D.C. It was a tour sponsored by the Haiti Support Project. And then, you know, we supplied for the schools. The municipal schools are the poorest, are for the poorest of the poor in Haiti. They're really, really, I mean, Haiti's educational system, it's hard to describe, but it's really the private schools, the church schools and so forth, that are the better schools. But then those schools, you have to have uniforms, and well, you have uniforms for all the schools, but you have to pay tuition and fees and stuff, and it's very difficult for the poorest of the poor. So the municipal schools are like the public educational system, but it is terrible, you know. And so Mono was trying to uplift the public schools, the municipal schools, and he asked us to do that, and we supplied school supplies, and we helped to support teachers. I think they were getting something like $40 a month. I think that's what it was. So we raised money to say, well, look, if we raise $4,000, that'll be so much to cover X number of teachers for so long and whatever. So we, in our own small way, tried to do that. And I shall never forget on one occasion we came, and it is a great, the improvement from the road from the airport to City Hall now is much better, much, much better. So when people talk about how bad Haiti is and so on, I've been doing work in Haiti since 1905, so I can see improvements where other people don't see improvements. You know, there were no traffic lights in Haiti when I first went there. There was garbage was all over the streets when I first went there. Mono was concerned about that, and he was saying, well, can you help me get some garbage trucks? I want to get some garbage. I want to clean up the trash. Very conscious. He was really, you know, skills. He's an artist. He's a folklorist. I mean, you know, but he was trying to do the best he could to figure out how to use his celebrity to help, which is what Paul Robeson was about, which is what Danny Glover's about, which is a lot, you know, our best, the best of us as artists do that, right? And, you know, he was mercurial, too. He could be very temperamental, you know, and sometimes artists can be that way, too. But all in the direction of trying to do for his people. And we tried to find ways to identify. We did, you know, but getting the, you know, we tried to find sister city relationships where even the older garbage or sanitary units could be sent to Haiti and whatever. But that's very costly. But he was concerned is the main thing. And but my story is we landed at the airport, delegation probably about maybe 40 people, and you know, Mono sent a police escort. So here we were going through traffic, and traffic could be horrific in those days, still is in Haiti. But here Mono sent a police escort to bring us to City Hall, and we were welcomed by members of City Council and delegates and so forth. This little old Haiti Support Project, welcomed by Mono Charlemagne. He turned over City Hall to us, and we had a great program there, and we gave our modest gifts. They probably expected more than we actually could bring, because we are a small organization. But we contributed thousands of dollars. That's all we could. We didn't have hundreds of thousands of dollars. We had thousands of dollars that we contributed. And we were delighted to do so. So that's Mono Charlemagne, great, great, great leader. And again, we are, you know, dedicating this program to his life and legacy and his memory. But also in that vein, urging you, therefore, to go to your phones right now. And between now and the end of the program, we want to get at least 15 more people at 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602, $100, just $100. I've already put my $100 on the table. We've had a number of callers who have complied, but not nearly enough. Not nearly enough, given what we're talking about. Not nearly enough, given what it is that's at stake in terms of the survival and the growth and development of WBAI as part of the resistance. Mono's music was about resistance. It was about stopping the occupation of Haiti, the occupation of nations all over the world, the interference into the lives of people across this country, and the denigration of working class people, the poor, right here in capitalist America. That's been accentuated in a way that is the most grotesque, in the most grotesque way, under the orange man, the resident, this puffed up representation of capitalism, this grotesque man who's in the White House these days. But it shows us the ugly face of capitalism, the ugly face of oppression, in a way that has served to steal us and steal our resolve that we ain't turning back, that we ain't letting nobody turn us around, that we will prevail in the end. That was the spirit of Mono Charlemagne. That is the spirit of this book. We have dared to be free. We have dared to be free. We dare to be free. We dare to declare, as we're going to have this demonstration on February 15th that we'll be talking about. You'll be hearing the PSAs because WBAI has agreed to be a media partner for it. We are proud Africans. We are proud Africans. We're going to be on UN Plaza on February 15th. Not just to repudiate the orange man, but to affirm who we are and to use it as an opportunity to build greater unity among ourselves with the determination that that unity is a foundation for our liberation as black people and people of goodwill. Because that's what the Haitian Revolution represented. That's what Mono Charlemagne represented. That's what this book, which we have dared to be free, Haiti's struggle against occupation, that's what it represents. And you need it to fortify you, to edify you, to be a part of this process. And for just $100, you can get this premium. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. 720-360-3602. Light up those phones right now. I do see you. I do see some callers coming in, and we appreciate it. Friends, allies, supporters out there. And let me just say that I got a note at your college a few weeks ago when we were doing Hakeem Adabudi's package. And the person called and he said, look, Ron, you know, I'm a little disappointed. I did not get all of the premium package. And I can't, don't seem to be able to work this out. And so I looked into it. And last week the caller said, Ron, thank you. We're able to resolve it. I have all of the premium now. It was a little error in communication, but it was resolved because the staff at WBAI was working to resolve it. So that's where we are. I mean, the staff is thin. You know, people are overloaded. People are volunteering. People are doing the best they can. And we have to do the best we can in order to strengthen the station. And that's what the pledge drives are all about. And once again, if we get enough people to be WBAI buddies, there'll be less pledge drives, you know, because I want to roll the programming. You know, that's what I want to do. I want to roll the programming, you know. But the reality is we have to do this in order to be able to have a voice, to have this free. I mean, nobody's checking me. Nobody's censoring me. Nobody's saying, Ron Daniels, you can't say this, except the FCC rules. And obviously, I'm not going to become a retrograde right-wing, you know, idiot. That's, you know, I mean, obviously, I would get kicked off the air for that. But, you know, people know that we're in the progressive movement. We're on the right, the correct side of history. So that's what this is about. And so we appreciate those who've called. We really appreciate you. And some of you can't give $100. We appreciate that too. That's the reality. You may not be able to do anything. We love you anyway. And, you know, come volunteer. Come to the station to pick up the phones and help do it that way. And if you can't do that, we still love you. You know, because that's just the reality. Some people don't have it. But there are those who do have it. And that's why, you know, I'm not a rich person now. I don't want anybody to think that I got all these resources. But what I do with my resources is try to support those causes that are, I have to model that. I have to support those causes. I can't be criticizing the United Negro College Fund and then I'm not a part of it. I can't critique the NACP and I'm not a part of it. I'm a lifetime member of the NACP but I sometimes criticize it. It's not all I think it should be, but nonetheless, it's in there struggling. I can't talk about telling people to go and open and we support black banks, and I don't have an account in a black bank, so I have an account in a black bank. You understand what I'm saying? We have to model these things. We can't just, you know, and that's difficult. I mean, you have to keep telling ourselves, and I'm not perfect. I keep working on it and trying to figure out ways to do these things because that's what we have to be. In terms of moving things forward. And I know there are those about you out there who can actually, it's on your credit card. Put it on your savings. Put it connected to your savings account. You can become a WBAI buddy and it'll be painless. We've asked for at least 10 to do that during the course of the hour. We only have 3. I want to at least get 7 more people who will become WBAI buddies between now and the time we go off the air. Come on, folks, get up. It's like Baraka's thing. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get moving and get this done. You know, we got 3 people. We need 7 more. We need at least several more people to reach our goal, you know, for the quota for the show today. We want at least 30 people today, at least 30 people to call us at $100. I mean, we're short, you know, but we shouldn't be short because there are no shortage of people in the audience who have the capacity to do this. We tend to pay for what we want and beg for what we need. We need WBAI to be a source of resistance in all of our imperfections. Nothing is perfect. We're trying to work on making it better, making it stronger, and we can, and we will. In spite of our imperfections, it's the best thing in town. Pacifica is one of the best things in the entirety of this country in terms of the variety of programming, the messaging. The source of resistance is here. That's what we have to, that's the big picture, if you will. That's the strategic nature of what it is that WBAI Pacific is all about. So $100, and I put mine on the line. $100, $100, $100, just $100 on your credit card or a check, right? A check, you know, or make arrangements. however you want to do it. Call 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Thank you. Thank you. I see a couple of callers. We appreciate it, but there are too many lines that are still volunteers waiting. The line should be totally filled up. You should have to call back several times because so many people are calling. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Call us right now. Gonna take a break here, play an extended period of Mono's music while I get my breath, and come back, and we're going down the stretch here on Vantage Point, February 5th edition, as we stand up for Haiti and for ourselves. Listen to the music of Mono Chalamet.
Honduras, c'est bon pour le Texas, pour les tias, pour les eaux. La viande, c'est pour les gros, c'est pour tous les bandits, ceux du même acabit. Diamant de Bocassa, ça c'est secret d'État. Faut pas poser de questions quand on est juste pion. Le rhum jamaïcain dans le posé londonien. Louis du Vietnam demande à l'autre Sam si la vie dit.
Tout bagaille a bien passé. Et moi même musique yo d'ailleurs pour chanteur R&B toujours comme si depuis ses musiques il pas besoin c'est R&B pour lui non depuis ses musiques d'ailleurs et très branché là Jean-Baptiste elle a passé là il est exceptionnel
tant content ouais Mano Charlemagne pas Jamwell tant des mythes là tant des lampiles tant des musiques là. Même quand on voit en personne, c'est un bel espace qui a fait des arts sans en vrai. Je pas de connaître qui est en côté comme ça pour presse et puis bien content parce que yo présenté bel spectacle et puis son bel environnement. Même moi que mythe Mano Charlemagne, il est à la hauteur de monsieur à la hauteur de mythe.
Moi c'est que ma chère t'es moqué, non? Nous sommes à l'époque bateau fou. Hein? Nous avons fait des soirées culturelles, des concerts. Et moi, bah, c'est que la tradition, ça a fait une perpétuelle, il faut une gamelle. Ouais, moi, nous sommes vieux amis. Et bon, je suis content de vous voir, monsieur, sous scène à soir. Hein? Et puis, bon, Café des Arts. Je souhaite une longue vie. Hein, parce que son lieu de rencontre, son lieu tout côté, bon, différents artistes, la vie d'exprimer.
Sous ta gardez le même jusqu'au ferme, sous ta chérie qu'elle même vous souffle de l'homme, sous ta belle semblée, avec 6 000 ans de l'eau, pas pour pas prendre conseil dans mes péchés la terre. Pas jamais chercher pour lui, la jour finie, ça va pas mon problème.
C'est la première fois que je viens là dans le paradoxe. M'impressionné parce que moi son belle place, son côté, son belle bagaille. Je vais former le net, je vais faire tout en dedans. Et j'ai l'intention de même voir avec le groupe moyen tout, Robert Martino en France. Et moi que Mano Charlemagne a bien mené là. Et je vais le site au cave, je vais le tout à l'heure. Mon cher, moi son belle bagaille, je suis content en pile. Et je t'ai souhaité que club là continue pour ne pas camper, tout le monde qui remet sortir la nuit, pour recommencer à sortir encore, parce que artistes ont besoin qu'on coupe public là. C'est de ça nous vivons. Si pas si yo pas sorti, n'a pas obligé de virer Donald Fair ou nous, soit dans Miami, soit dans New York, mais dans l'autre pays.
Les films seraient avec les mandos battent derrière eux. Il est tout nos sens, même quand on t'est sorti.
Okay, you get some of the music and the discussion about the music of Mono Charlemagne. And I would urge our listening audience, I'm biased, but I'm biased because of, not sentimentally, because I have said for years, again, I've been doing work in Haiti since 1995. Actually, I've taken delegations to Haiti supported by WBAI There were some folks, we got somewhere in the archives, we got video, I forget the name, the folks went and took video with us, and two or three delegations with that WBAI supported. And those delegations were relatively large, you know, 50, 60 people who went to Haiti. And so going to Haiti, you fall in love with the Haitian people. And by the way, as I said before, I happened to check with our principal partners on the ground in Haiti on another matter. There's someone who works with the Institute of the Black World 21st Century who's come into a substantial quantity of goods that we want to try to get to Haiti, and we were trying to work out the details. And my friend said, you wouldn't believe the response. I mean, obviously Haitians are angry, but the effect of the orange man's insult has precipitated interest. So journalists by the hundreds are going to Haiti to look at Haiti. And what they will find is Haiti is the poorest nation in his hemisphere in terms of economics. It is probably one of the richest, if not the richest, in terms of its legacy of history, heritage, culture, and development in that regard. It has a story to tell. And by the way, in the middle of all that poverty, it's also some other good stuff. Haiti has some of the most beautiful hotels in the hemisphere. It has some of the most beautiful beaches in the hemisphere. In fact, when we take delegations, we take them to the Citadel, which is an incredible monument in and of itself, incredible achievement. And then, you know, we go through and we do various things. And then we go out and hang out on the beach. And people say, whoa, Haiti has beaches like this? Yeah, when you go on the Royal Caribbean cruise line and you go to Labadee, you're in Haiti. Right? Royal Caribbean didn't capture that territory for nothing. This is like beautiful spaces that can be developed in Haiti. But the main thing is Haiti gave us back our dignity when we were on our knees. Every person of African descent should know that. So I love Haiti. I'm passionate about it. When you go to Haiti, you fall in love with Haiti. It's just that the people are so beautiful, the art, the craft, the culture. It just, you, after a while, you don't see the poverty. You see the strength. You see the resiliency. You see the possibilities, which frustrates me because the political class, just like the political class all too often in this country, a bunch of inept and self-aggrandizing vultures, many of them, not all of them, but many of them all, they are standing in the way. And hopefully there will be a great wave of young people and others who will just sweep them out of the way and let Haiti's potential shine. Because when it does, you know, Haiti ain't no small country. My wife and I have hats from there's almost no Caribbean nation that we haven't visited. But when we look at, for example, the great work of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the Prime Minister Ralph Gonzalez, who's spearheading the work around reparations as a voice, that's a nation of about 150,000 people. It's a nation of 150,000 people. My neighborhood in Queens is bigger than that. Haiti is 8 to 10 million people. 8 to 10 million people. When Haiti blossoms and reaches its full potential, when that revolution is completed, it will be one of the great beacons of economic and democratic prosperity, a great beacon for the whole world. And that's why it's been dominated. That's why it's been marginalized. That's why they've sought to crush Haiti, making the Haitians have to pay reparations for their own freedom. Hundreds of thousands, 100 million, whatever, I forget the number right now, let me not quote it, but a tremendous amount of gold francs, I think 100 million, for its own liberation, a debt that was not paid off until way into the 20th century, if you will. That's what we're talking about, knowing that history, learning that history, being connected to it, as we have become with the Institute of the Black World 21st Century and the Haiti Support Project since 1995. But wrapping it up now, we got 5 minutes left. We want to reach all of our goals in this next 5 minutes. The phones have been ringing, but there are still people who have yet to pledge. We still have not. We got room. Still need another 5 WBAI buddies. People who don't have the 100 or who may have 100 and want to do 100 plus, say yes. I'm giving $100, but I also want to become a WBAI buddy. So when you call, say that. I'm giving my 100, but sign me up so that I'll give $10 a month at least. Maybe it's 25, maybe it's 50, whatever it is. And believe me, we at Institute of the Black World 21st Century can appreciate that, because you at least know you can pay the rent, you can pay this, you can pay that, because you know there's a fixed amount of income coming in. That's what we need in WBAI. You know, thousands of people who become WBAI buddies. And there's a whole package. When you go to the website, givetowbai.org, you'll see that. You know, the tote bag, you know, the various kind of benefits you get. But also, by benefits, I mean with retailers. You get discounts because you are a WBAI buddy. Our staff has worked very, very, very hard to make it a lucrative package. But it shouldn't have to be just a lucrative package. Even if you just had the tote bag and some paraphernalia, that should be enough. But they've gone beyond that to really make it, you know, exciting and interesting. Theater tickets, all kind of things that are part of that WBAI buddy package. So go to give2wbai.org and sign up for that. And or call, again, 516-620-3602 to say, I want to become a WBAI buddy. I want to become a, I'm signing up today. I've heard the professor urging me, encouraging me, appealing to me, passionately, I hope, to do this. And I feel it. And I'm going to do it because it's the right thing to do. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. And then, again, I'm a WBAI buddy, but $100 for this premium that we've been discussing within the framework of a tribute to Mono Charlemagne. So we have from him a DVD called Killing the Dream with all of this beautiful music. And if, even if you can't speak Creole, you can just feel it. It sounds good. You have the spirit of resistance embodied in it in a way that is pleasing to you as you listen to the music, right? And by the way, as I said before, connect with a Haitian friend, you know, and say, come over here and interpret this stuff for me. Let's have a little coffee clutch or something. Let's gather some neighbors and let's have a conversation about Mono Charlemagne's music. What was it about? Why did he sing the songs he sung? And why should they live? And why are they still relevant today? Do that. That's a nice little exercise. $100 gets you that DVD plus this incredible book, We Have Dared to Be Free, Haiti's Struggle Against Occupation. A Haitian person stepping forward to say, I respect all the books that have been written about Haiti by so many, many, many folk who are well-meaning and have done excellent jobs about it. Noam Chomsky is who I was thinking about earlier. I think Noam Chomsky did a book called The Uses of Haiti. We all know Noam. Great book. But she's saying, yeah, Noam, fine. But here's my take. Here's my view of it from the prism of a passionately committed Haitian who loves my country and wants to talk about the capitalism and its exploitation, but also I'm not going to spare my fellow country persons either. We got some internal issues we're dealing with too. It's a really, really great book, which is entitled, again, We Have Dared to Be Free, Haiti's Struggle Against Occupation. And that really beautiful excerpt, we can visualize a world where Haiti's revolution has expanded to all of humanity and becomes a final push for the birth of all humans into their full potential. That's what Haiti represents. And more than anything, into a respect for the other that borders on a religion, that we believe this in our bones, with the understanding that we are a part of all of the life that makes up this era on earth. Haiti's example of the first successful anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist, and anti-colonial revolution in the world, where slavery was in vogue, showed that humans, what humans can do in the face of impossible odds. That's what we have on our table. We just have about 2 minutes left. In those 2 minutes left, we want no phone to be unlit. Go to those phones right now as we close out. Go to those phones, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. again, the number to call right now while people are waiting patiently for you to call. Volunteers standing there. Yes, thank you for your call. Thank you for your call. Calls are coming in, but we still have people who are waiting. And even when we go off the air, you can still call waiting for the next show to come in. 516-620-3602. We must do this. We should do this because for ourselves. We do it for WBAI because WBAI is us, and we are WBAI. We are a part of the resistance. 516-620-3602. No stronger resistance than the Haitian people, Haitian history. Mono Charlemagne, this book that we have as a premium, just $100. Just $100. 516-620-3602. As we go off of the air, the Professor Dr. Ron Daniels urging you, appealing to you, saying, this is what we do, and we do it in memory of Mono Charlemagne, a great warrior, a great person who put his life on the line in support of Haiti and all of humanity. Thank you so much for listening. As we go off to the air, please call 516-620-3602. I hope we meet our goals. We'll see you again next week here.
Hi, this is Christian McBride, and you're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web.
Check this out. This is Chuck, your public enemy number one, the rebel without a pause, bringing the noise and fighting the power right here to the Sights and Sounds. That's right, Sights 99.5 WBAI.
WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.